Welcome to Prison, the Hidden Sentence, raising awareness and providing education and insights for individuals and families with incarcerated loved ones, educating and empowering through personal stories of those affected by and involved with our prison population.
Hi, this is Julia with Prison the Hidden Sentence, and I'm at the 10th Annual International Prisoners Family Conference, and I'm here with Heather Moore. She's been here at the conference for the last 3 days, and Heather, it's just been so nice meeting you and hearing you talk, and if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself, whatever you want to share with our listeners.
I really appreciated being at the conference this year. I think working with people who are incarcerated and then being able to come to a conference where there's so many like-minded people working toward progress and trying to bring awareness and being the people who are really affected, being the ones that are making the change, I think is really powerful.
It really is. And most everybody I've spoken to has noted that it's just such a great atmosphere here where there's no judgment and sharing and people understand. And how did you get started or involved in this work?
I've been coming to the conference now for the past 3 years, I think, and just presenting on different topics, an area of research, and coming to gather more information and meet people who can share more of their stories.
So it sounds like you're a researcher.
Mm-hmm.
So do you publish your work anywhere or do you talk anywhere?
It's generally for school. I'm working on getting my degree.
Okay. So what are you doing, a thesis?
I'll be working toward my dissertation. My previous work, my thesis work, was on secondary stigma related to prison.
And could you tell us a little bit about that, your research there? What did you find out that might be applicable to our listeners?
Well, I think it's probably a lot of what we already know, which is that there is an affiliated stigma. I think that much of it comes from just knowing somebody who might be incarcerated, having it be a family member or anybody else. But I don't think that there's any reason for it. The people who are supporting people in prison didn't commit the crimes, didn't make the choices. And to that, I'll also add that there's so many people in prison for sentences that did not commit crimes. But certainly people who are supporting them are the ones that are exploited, that are taken advantage of, and they're the ones in society receiving that judgment. People in prison, of course, are judged, and that's unfortunate as well. However, they're removed from some of that judgment just by not being part of society. And so for everybody else that is in society, it's a little bit of an extra burden because not only have they not done whatever that sentence is for, but they're receiving judgment for it.
Right, and that's what I call the hidden sentence, that those on the outside are actually serving the sentence with their loved one. So the way that people do treat them and judge them does affect them. And that's why raising awareness is so important so that we can live our lives if we have somebody that is incarcerated or in the prison system. And so how did you get involved in this work?
This is something I've been doing for years through schooling, and I think just having different people along the way that I've known that have been in prison and understanding how they're affected and realizing that the person is separate from the sentence, I think it never really made sense to me that good people make bad decisions, but then somehow they become bad people. And I've never really understood that. So I went into it as far as school and research and tried to find reasons and understand it. And then in doing so, you know, there's data that backs that up, but somehow we lose the humanity of it.
You said that so well. Thank you. That was really well put. And you're still in school. Are you working on a different thesis now?
I haven't quite determined what that'll be. I think it will be maybe the experiences of people either in prison or post-release with education. We know significantly there's a huge correlation and relevancy with having education and family support with lowering recidivism. But yet we make it really hard for people. A lot of universities still ask about criminal history for people who are applying, and that may affect decisions. But even just when people are released, you know, at the top of their list is not get back in college. It's find a place to live and figure out how to get a job and try to repair their lifestyle. And I'm not meaning to say that higher ed should be part of that list, but if it were an easier hurdle, I think it could really help somebody root themselves to making better decisions and the motivation to complete versus perhaps maybe getting pulled back into bad decisions. And, you know, in light of them being released and not having housing options and things, there's way more important decisions to be made. But I think there's so much value in education.
I agree. And when you do pick your topic and you do finish your thesis, it would be awesome to share the information with us so that we could share it with our listeners.
And, you know, I think it's what's interesting about it is, and here at the conference, everybody knows. I'm not telling you or anybody else in conversation anything that is groundbreaking. The trick is trying to get the message out to the people who don't know or that don't want to know or that are resistant to listening. And because of that, you know, it's hard to listen because then what could we do? There's so many different opportunities and needs for reform that it's almost, it's daunting. If you start acknowledging that we have a broken system, my goodness, there's so many places it needs to be fixed. And so it's a bigger picture than here. But I think at this conference, what's unique is that there's power between everybody validating the stories and the experiences, and then to move it on, like with the advocacy work that is done, into the legislators and to make those stories real. Maybe that's how we'll get some traction.
Right. We did have some political figures here at the conference. And there were things that they did learn, and they both said that they did learn a lot.
Right.
So having more conversations with our legislators and assembly people and so forth, that we can educate them so that they have a better understanding and maybe even have them visit a prison. You know, yeah. You just don't know.
It's easy to ignore data. It's really hard to ignore a person. And I think that's what's unique about the conference is that though we all know the same information, everybody has a part of it that's personal. And I think that's what gives it a lot of momentum.
I agree. Well, thank you so much for your time. And let's stay in touch. And whenever you finish your thesis, another year or two, maybe?
Yeah. Well probably a couple years.
Okay, a couple years.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll keep everybody posted. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can hear more stories or share your story at prisonthehiddensentence.com. And follow us at Hidden Sentence on Facebook and Twitter. We are Prison, The Hidden Sentence, raising awareness one story at a time.